Mishnah said, "Chutz min adam v'chulu." How we know the blood of a carpet is not subject to noiser and tumah? Mar said, "With regard to meila, which the gemara will then connect to noiser and tumah, we have learned that blood is not subject to meila. How do we know this? Because Ula said the pasuk regarding the blood of the carbon says lochem. This teaches that it's yours and there's no meila. Shiva of Shimon taught the pasuk says lechaper. Blood was given for use to achieve a kapara, not for me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan said, the pasuk says, who? Which teaches that the blood has the same status before the kapara like it has after the kapara, meaning no me'ila. In fact, maybe we should compare the blood after the kapara to the blood before the kapara and say that me'ila does apply. Elsewhere, that can't be because we never find something that already has this mitzvah done and still subject to me'ila. In fact, what are you talking about? Trumas Adeshan is subject to me'ila even after the mitzvah is done. After the Trumas Adeshan, Big Dekun are two psukim that teach that me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done. We have Shteik, Suma, Bam, Ke'echot. You can't use it to teach elsewhere. In fact, that answer works according to Rabbanu, who says the pasuk by Big Dekun teaches that me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done. However, according to Rabbi Doisa, who uses the pasuk for a different drasha, why can't we learn from Trumas Hadesh that Me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done? And the pasuk regarding Egla Rufa also teaches that Me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done, and so we still have Shtei Ksum Abayim Ki Echad. There's a shita that says that we can apply something taught by two psukim to other places as well. So according to that shita, why can't we say that Me'ila applies after the mitzvah is done? And for the Gemara, the psukim of Trumas Hadesh and Egla Rufa have exclusionary words. It says Samoy and Ho Arufa, which teach that this is not to be applied elsewhere. So why do we need three psukim to exclude the blood from Me'ila? And from where one pasuk excludes the blood from the halachas of Noiser, one excludes it from the halachas of Me'ila, and the other, and one excludes it from the halachas of Tumah, meaning if a tummy person eats the blood, he would not be chayef eating tummy kachim. Zakmar, a pasuk is not needed to exclude the blood from pigle, because pigle only applies to part of the carbon that can become mutter through some other process, like the meat becomes mutter through the zrika of the blood. Blood is itself a matir, and therefore is not subject to pigle like we learned in the other Mishnah. Zakmar Vaiter, Rabbi Yochanan asks, there are three psukim that teach that a tummy person who eats a shlomim is chayef karas. Why do we need three psukim? One is to teach regarding the general category of all kachim. One is to teach specifically regarding shlomim, from which we learn that only kachim that are brought in the mizbech, like a shlomim, are subject to chiyuv karas. And one is to teach that a tamei person who eats inedible kachim, let's say the wood, the lavanah, the ketores, is also chayiv karas. According to Rav Shimon, who says that a tummy person is not chayiv karas for eating these inedible things, it's needed to teach a chayiv karas for eating a chatas that is offered on the inside mizbech. We would think that just like Rav Shimon says that these inside karbanos are not subject to pigle because they're not offered on the outside mizbech like a shlomim, so maybe also they're not subject to karas for eating wild tummy. The pasuk therefore teaches that they are. Mishnah said, "Numei Rabbi Shimon es shadakir lecho v'chulu." We have learned there's machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, and machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and the son of Rabbi Yosef Chanina. One from each set held that the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon would only be where someone ate an inedible item that itself is tamei, but where only the person was tamei, everyone agreed that there would not be malchus. The other one from each set held that the machlokes is even when it's the person who was tamei, and the Tanakama holds that even then he would get malchus. This is based on a hekesh between the psukim of eating kodesh when it's tamei, for which there would be malchus even for inedible items. To the next pasuk of a tamei person who eats kodesh, this is Rav Tavyume's version of the above. Rav Kahana's version was the machlokes of one from each set was regarding the view of Rav Shimon. One from each set held that the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon would only be where someone was who was tamei ate an inedible item of kodesh, but where the item itself was tamei, everyone agreed that there would be malchus. The other one from each set held the machlokes even when it's the item itself that was tamei. Rav Shimon holds that even then he would not get malchus. Rava said it's logical to say the machlokes is the same in both cases, because if in this case he is not included in the pasuk of eating when he is tamei, he should also not be included in the pasuk of eating kodesh when it is tamei. Fekmar, we have learned that the habasar comes to include the eating of wood and levain, the halach of eating tamei kodeshim. And for the Gemara, the pasuk teaches that inedible items that are tamei are possible to be used, but it does not teach that one would get malchus for eating them. Zok, the next Mishnah, carbon should be shechted for the sake of six things. For the sake of the carbon that it is, for the sake of the one bringing the carbon, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of the fires, meaning Ishim, for the sake of Reach, and for the sake of Nichoyach, pleasing Hashem. The Chatas and the Otom should also be shechted for the sake of the Aveir of which they're being brought. Rabbi Yossi said, even if the person shechted without having in mind for the sake of any of these things, it's still a kosher carbon, because it's a Tanai Bezen, that carbon be brought without any specific intent, because the intent is determined only by the one who does the Avoida, meaning not by the owner. Zakhlim Rabbi Huda, name of Rab Dash, in the pasuk as follows. The word Oila teaches that the carbon should be offered for its sake, meaning an oila, for the sake of an oila. The word ishim teaches that it should be offered for the sake of being offered onto the fire of mizbech, onto the fires of the mizbech, and totally burned, not just roasted there. The word reach teaches that it should be offered for the sake of giving off a smell, which excludes the kohen roasting the limbs and then bringing them up onto the mizbech. The word nechayach teaches that it should be offered for the sake of pleasing Hashem. The word lahashem teaches that it should be offered for the sake of Hashem. Review the name of Rav said a chatas that was shechted for the sake of an oil is possible, but if it was shechted for the sake of chulin, it's kosher. Blazar said Rav's view is based on the pasuk of v'loye ichalalu as kodshe b'nei Yisrael, which teaches that kodshim profane kodshim, but chulin do not profane kodshim. Rabbi asked that our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says the carbon is kosher if brought without any intent. This suggests that if it was brought with chulin intent, it would be possible. And for tomorrow, Abaye said it may be the Rabbi Yossi meant that if he has no intent at all, the carbon is kosher and is even accepted for the owner. But if he has intent for chulin, it is kosher, but it would not be accepted for the owner. Zochmer Weiter, but Lazar said a chatas that was shechter for the sake of chulin is kosher, but if a chatas is shechter on the assumption that it was chulin, it's possible, because he doesn't even realize that he's shechting kachim. The Mara said this is like Shmuel asked Rav Huna, how do we know that when someone shechted kachim without realizing it's kachim, it's possible? So Rav Huna said, the pasuk says, the shachar is ben abakar lefnei Hashem, which teaches that the shechita must be done when he is aware that it's a carbon. Shmuel said, I knew that, but I want to know how we know that this is absolutely essential. Rav Huna said, we learn this from the pasuk of Lertzoin Chem Tizbachuhu, which teaches that it should be shechted with an awareness that it is a karma.